Let's all bow our heads for just a moment. Before I preach, I have to pray. I cannot preach without praying. Heavenly Father, I ask now that the Spirit of God descend upon me mightily, and that the words that come from my mouth this day will not be my words, but they'll be your words that you have placed in my mouth. And Lord, that I will speak as an oracle of God, and that I will have listening ears as well as all of the people in this church today. And God, that you will have a special message to touch and to prick the very heart of each individual here. And Lord, we will be faithful to give you all of the praise and the glory and the honor for it. For we ask it in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. I chose for a subject today, which I very seldom ever do ahead of time, but someone mentioned something to me early in the week. And I chose a subject and pulled a few scriptures on this particular thing. I do not work from notes, but these are scriptures that we have pulled out on this particular subject. And the subject is forgiveness. Forgiveness. First, I want to tell you something that is hard to believe. The hardest people to forgive are those in your immediate family. Have you ever stopped and taken time to forgive your parents, your mother, and your daddy for things in the past that you're holding against them? Have you ever stopped and thought about the people around you and how they've affected your life and how you have somewhat against them? One of the most beautiful statements that I have ever heard in all of my life was the statement that the Lord Jesus Christ said while he was hanging on the cross. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Forgiveness is a strange thing, isn't it? Because we talked about communion a while ago, and the Bible says that when you come to take communion, that if you have aught against anyone, to go and make it right before you take communion, and then come and take communion. Unforgiveness in our life causes diseases to come upon us. The Bible itself says that certain types of arthritis come from unforgiveness in our heart. When we moved to Arkansas a few years ago, I guess I was pretty sheltered because, as I said, Nelson and I have been married 46 years tomorrow. And we raised our family in a very loving manner and took them to church regularly and did a lot of the things that we thought good parents did. And I wasn't ready for some of the things that I heard when I came up here. I had never had a school before and never been involved with young children before. And I didn't realize that children had so much to forgive. I held one morning here, I told Lulu and the rest out in the back, I said, "I want all the little girls to come forward and go in the sanctuary with me because I want to talk to them about rape and all that sort of thing. And I want to talk to them about that, you know, those things." And when I came up here, and I think there were about 10 little girls, weren't they? It's hard to say Judy, but Lou. These little fellows were from 10 to maybe 15 years old. I guess we had one or two that might have been 16. And I proceeded to tell them of the dangers that lay ahead of them. And one of the little girls started crying, and she looked up at me, and she said, "Miss Haney, you don't understand." And I said, "Well, maybe I don't, honey. Help me to understand." She said, "Miss Haney, we've all already experienced the things that you're talking about. These are things that have happened in our own family." She said, "We're not safe from our daddies, from our brothers, from our uncles, from our aunts." You could have knocked me over with a feather. I said, "Oh, God." One of these little girls, from the time she was 2 years old, it was terrible. It did something to me that day. My first thought was, I'd like to get a hold of these people, and I'd like to just wipe them off of the face of the map. And I said some pretty crude things to some of them that I knew for sure. I really said some very sharp things to some of these parents when I found out what had happened. And I tried to become a friend to these children. Little did I know, the little boys had a lot to face too. Forgiveness is hard sometimes because of the severity of the crime that has been inflicted upon you at an early age. Some of us have little spats with our husbands and wives, and I think it's good sometimes that we blow our stack and scream a little bit, because in 10 or 15 minutes we're over it and we're hugging and we're saying, "Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Please forgive me." And like Nelson said, bless his heart, a while ago, that we had never had any fights. He's pleasantly forgotten them, you know. I've told you how the first few years we were married, we were so different. We were opposites, in fact, and I wore out two or three suitcases leaving and coming back. But forgiveness is a beautiful thing when it comes from the heart, isn't it? It's like the Lord Jesus. You know, I feel very tearful this morning. I guess it's because it's so near the time of the crucifixion of Jesus. And I heard a minister early this morning telling about how he had put himself in the place of the centurion that nailed Jesus to the cross. And when he started telling about how he put the spike in his hand and hammered, I felt in my heart, "God, I hammered that spike in the Lord Jesus. And I'm sorry. My sins caused the crucifixion of Jesus." And then when I thought about all of the terrible things that we've done and we've said, and I think about our lives and how we're living, and I know the Lord Jesus looks down from heaven, and he sees the people like you and I that he suffered all of this for, and his heart is broken because we hold grudges. We hold grudges against our mother for some little something she said or done way back, or our daddy, or maybe some big thing. And I can almost hear him saying, "If I could forgive you, why is it so difficult for you to forgive each other?" In Psalms 86:5, it says, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." I think about all the times that I've called on God, and I think about the times that I've thought, "Well, Lord, I've let you down today. Lord, I have lost my temper, and I have said things that I shouldn't have said." And then I think about what that scripture really says. It says He's ready to forgive. All we have to do is just call out to Him and ask, and He'll forgive us. I love Jeremiah 31:34. It says, "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." It's easier to forgive than it is to forget, isn't it? I think about my own upbringing, and I think of a lot of things that I said in a hasty moment and regretted them the rest of my life. And one of those still torments me a little bit, because I never really had an opportunity to tell this particular girl that I really did love her, and that the note that I wrote her was just in haste and because someone else had hurt me. I lived nearly a lifetime with my mother, and I had never been able to tell her face to face how much I loved her until she was very old. And one night I was at the house, and our daughter-in-law had called and told Nelson to rush over and take two of our grandchildren to the hospital because they had pneumonia and they were really bad. And I had a terrible case of the flu at the time, and she said, "Mom, don't you come, because you might have a different germ than what they have, and you might give them this germ, so you just stay home and pray." And so I knelt down in front of our fireplace there in the big room at the house, and I started praying for my family, and for not only those children that were sick, but that there would be peace and harmony and love and joy, and that we would find in our heart forgiveness one for another. And as I was praying, right in the middle of the prayer, God just, it was as if He just jumped me up. I didn't even say amen. And I ran to the kitchen table, and there were a bunch of envelopes. There's always a bunch of envelopes lying on our desk, because I'm not a very good housekeeper. And I grabbed those envelopes, and I had a pen there, and I just started just writing just as fast as that pen would go. One of the letters was to my mother. And I said things to her that had been in my heart a long time, but I'd never been able to say them. Because my mother was one of those ladies that if you started telling her how much you loved her, or if you started saying something really nice to her, she'd just fall all to pieces. And, and I couldn't tell her because she couldn't handle it. So God gave me the words, and I wrote her and forgave her and forgave myself for some of the things that had happened. God is so good. Matthew 6:12 says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." How many of you, and you don't have to show a hand, but I just want you to examine yourself right now. I know there's some hurts in this place. that are as bad as those children. If I didn't teach those little girls anything else that day, we all knelt here at this altar. And it had to be God, because I had hate in my heart for those men and those women that had done those terrible things to those children. But we knelt here in front of the church, and each one of those little girls forgave the person who had done this terrible thing to them. If nothing else came of that, we taught them forgiveness, true forgiveness that day. It's a hard thing for a lot of us to learn, because especially husbands and wives, I tell you, sometimes we can hurt each other, can't we? And if we went around hanging on to all those things and going back and reminding them of their shortcomings, then the first thing you know, you've created another problem. Nelson loves the little story about the couple that got in an argument over a mouse or a rat, and one ran across the floor, and the wife said it was a mouse, and the husband said it was a rat, and so they got in a big fight and they divorced. So a little while later, they went back together, and so they decided that they loved each other, and they married again, and one of them said, "Wasn't it funny? Wasn't it silly of us having a fight over that mouse that ran across the floor?" And so he said, "It wasn't a mouse, it was a rat." And the fight was on again, you see. And that's the way we are, isn't it? That's just life. That's the way we are. Why don't we forget the mouse story? Why don't we put those things under the blood? Why don't we not ever go back and drag them up again? You know, I had some things, that some terrible things that occurred in my family, but thank God I can't remember the details today, because there was a time in my life when I said, "God, let me forget. Heal my memory. Don't let me remember those terrible things that happened in my childhood. Don't let me remember, Lord. Wash them away with your blood." You know, when I stop and think about what Jesus forgave me of, and is still forgiving me of today, why would I have the right to hold a grudge against anyone else? I was talking to Nelson's sister-in-law this last week. I hadn't even told him this. She called me on the phone, and Toddy, most of you know that he died several months ago. And I talked to Faye pretty regularly on the phone. Because she needs somebody. She needs somebody to just listen. And this is what she said this week, and she wouldn't mind me telling it, because she shared it with a Bible group there in her area. She said, "Louise, why am I so mad at him for dying and leaving me? She said, I am so mad at him for leaving me." And I said, "Well, Faye, that's a natural thing to happen." But I said, "There has to be a point when you pick up and you go on and you forgive him, knowing that you will see him again when you get to heaven." And we prayed a little bit on the phone, and she seemed to be all right. Sometimes the things that we hold against people, and I had all these scriptures I was going to give, and it looks like we're about out of time, aren't we? I had 3 more pages of scriptures to give you. But really, I think that forgiveness is a strange thing, isn't it? It's kind of personal. We treasure those little hurts sometimes. We grit our teeth and I don't like him. And sometimes we have not liked him for so long, we've forgotten why we don't like him. You know? Have you ever thought about that? Well, I don't have time to continue this, but I want to, because I've got something I want to do. I'm going to tell you something that's going to, some of you already know and some of you don't know. Most of the time, when we don't forgive somebody else, you know why it is? It's because we haven't forgiven ourselves. What if I'd have said one word that would have changed that situation? Pass the mirror to Teresa. Teresa, look in that mirror. Don't shut your eyes now. Look in the mirror side of it. Look squarely in the mirror and see yourself and say, Teresa, I forgive you. Say it. Okay. Pass it on down.
That's not easy to do. It's like you say that the person you always
say again is yourself. Yeah. Say it, Jean. No. No, don't you pass that mirror till you said it. Go ahead, Lou. Look at the mirror. Look at the person in the mirror. No.
He did.
He said it right. Look at the person in the mirror. You love her and tell her that you forgive her. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. This is very important. Lord, help her. Lord, we just ask now that you reach down from heaven and you put your arm around Jeanette and hug her close, Lord. And let her find it within herself to forgive her own self. In the name above every name, we pray, the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody touch her, pray with her, love her. This is a hard thing to do, like Jean said. Did you know that I didn't know for years that I had not forgiven myself? You know, God forgives us. He puts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. And he forgives us, and then we have to forgive. He has forgiven you so long ago. Just accept that forgiveness today and say, God, you know, I know the hurts in our life are so great. We are not asked in the Bible to forgive. We are commanded in the Bible to forgive. And the main one is us. The main one is us. praise you, Lord. Thank you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Robbie, did you say it? Okay. I know this seems like a silly little thing to do. Mary, you skipped yourself.
Did she
say it? You said it quick. Nelson, you get in line too. I'm going to tell off on Nelson today. Nelson was put in an orphanage when he was 7 years old. And he stayed there 4 years with a mother that was living. And he had an awful hard time forgiving Mama. Nelson, look in the mirror. You're not getting by. No, you didn't. No, you didn't either. You didn't say it right. But we have hurts in our lives, don't we? And sometimes they gnaw at us. You know. Angie, did you say it while I was talking? It's kind of hard for me to look in here and say that too. But Louise, I do forgive you. There's lots to forgive. But I forgive you. You know, I love the scriptures that talk about the sins. You know, the Bible says that Jesus puts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to go back and pick them up anymore. It also says that he forgives us so much that our sins are as far as the east is from the west. And I love the New Testament because the Old Testament, those sins were just forgiven for a year and then remembered again because the blood of an animal could not do away with those sins. But the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ did not cover our sins. He blotted them completely out, and they are no more. I'm going to read one or two, even if we run over just a minute or two. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. That was the most important message that Jesus had, the forgiveness of sins. Think about poor old Paul. Think about poor old Paul. We studied about him in Sunday school this morning. I put several scriptures in here pertaining to this because, you know, God forgave Paul for persecuting the Christians. But for a long time, if you read in Paul's writings, Paul didn't forgive Paul. Listen to what it says in Acts 26:15 through 18. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And then he says, But arise and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. You know, I like this particular scripture here. It says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I've got one more. I've got to find it, and I've got to read it. I don't remember what page it was on, but I've got to find it. I pulled it up this morning when I... Well... in Ephesians 1:7, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Not according to anything in the world that we do, but according to the power that worketh in him. One more, and then I'm gonna quit for today. You know, to me, Stephen is one of the most outstanding characters in the Bible. We look at Jesus and we think about him hanging on the cross and him saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we say, well, yeah, but that was Jesus. And a man wouldn't have that much power, we think. Listen to these few scriptures right here, and then we'll close with this. In Acts 7:55, it says, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. This is speaking of Stephen. Acts 7:56, and said, behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and he cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. What a forgiving heart. Even as they were stoning him to death, he asked for forgiveness. He had forgiven them himself and asked God to forgive them too. Let's all stand and we'll...